excited to try this out on opponents as opposed to the guys who go practice it in the game.
What kind of influence has Michael Crabtree been on you since he's come over?
He's been a big influence. He really knows how to get open with his hands, use his body, and stuff like that. That just comes with being a veteran, and I've been listening to him and watching him and trying to learn how to do it as well.
Did you used to watch him when you were in college or even high school?
I used to watch him when I was in middle school at Texas Tech.
What do you remember from that?
I mean, he had a great career there, and he won a billet call twice, and that was something that I was trying to do. So I really looked up to him.
Your position coach played a long time, played at a high level in the league. How has Ralph Moore helped you so far?
He's just really hands-on. He's a great coach. He's really diligent. He comes out here every day, and he wants me to work on something new every day so that I can add it to my arsenal and get better.
You think a coach that has pelts on the wall, so to speak, a guy that's played and that you know has played, carries with it a little more weight?
Not necessarily. I don't really believe that. I believe that guys who didn't play can be just as good as a coach because they might have learned things from guys who did play. So it's not really a huge difference.
The ball hits around there on that short pass. How disappointing was that to you?
Which one?
The short pass and McGill came over the top and knocked it loose there.
Oh yeah. Wasn't really that disappointed. Kind of different here in practicing in the league because, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm done.
Yeah, the play's done, yeah.
Play's done and they knock it out. So I just have to get used to that.
Will you have that moment before you walk out to the field for the first time as a Raider that we'll sort of pinch yourself back a motor, or you're just going to be all business-like?
I've always been, you know, all business-like. Just want to go out there and, you know, play an excellent game. Of course, there might be some mistakes, but I just have to deal with them then.
How much of a leader do you consider your quarterback, Derek Carr? I mean, is there moments when you really see him exert that leadership?
Yeah, he's a really good leader, really good servant. He's really vocal. He doesn't get mad or not come back to me like if I drop the ball or something. He's there to influence me, and I really like that about him.
Is it even off to, like, in the team rooms and locker rooms, is he talking to you? Is that kind of...
Yeah, he's
a lot. He sounds like
no, not a lot. He's just, you know, he's really friendly. He's really a friendly guy, and he's just a good person.
What are your expectations for your first preseason game?
Well, I don't know how much I'm going to play, but I just want to go out there and execute my job.
Do you see returns as a possibility, punt returns? Not often guys drafted that high wind up being returning kicks. Do you think there's a chance we'll be doing that?
Well, I'm not sure, but if I do return punts, I just do whatever the coach asks me to do.
Did you get nervous before games?
No, I don't really get nervous before games. I'm just kind of excited and about what's going to happen.
And then you kind of pre-game, like, rituals or routines or something like that? Always eat the same thing? Always?
Nah, not really. I just listen to music before the game.
What excites you about this first game?
Just going out there and playing my first NFL game. That's it.
Do you have any specific goals as far as running routes, you know, catching balls? You want the ball, you know, coming your way early in the game?
I just want to be precise in my route running and be where the quarterback wants me to be.
Thanks, guys.